Thank you for joining us for another exclusive Heartland interview at trulymovingpictures.org. Today, we are honored to be speaking with Rob Reiner, writer, producer, and director of the upcoming Truly Moving Picture Award winner, Flipped. Reiner has an outstanding list of directional credits, including Stand By Me, one of my personal favorites, Princess Bride, A Few Good Men, and the most recent box office hit, The Bucket List. Flipped is Reiner's sixth Truly Moving Picture Award winner. Reiner is also a founder and principal at Castle Rock Entertainment, a company that has given us many truly moving pictures, such as favorites Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and Spitfire Grill. Speaking with Mr. Reiner today is Heartland President and CEO, Jeff Sparks.
So tell us, just what about Flipped? Why did you make this movie, Mr. Reiner?
I made it because my son, who was at the time, he's 16 now, but at the time he was 11, he was in fifth grade. My son Nick was assigned the book in school, and he brought it home. We read it together, and I literally flipped over it. Even though it's a story about kids, it was written with such an understanding and depth and sophistication about what it really feels like to have those first very confusing and powerful feelings of falling in love. And I related to it because I looked back at the time that when I was 12 going on 13, and I went through those similar things. It's a lot like Stand By Me in that way, in that it's a look back at, in that case it was about, the power of friendship and, what your buddies can do for you. But in this case, it's really about, those first feelings of love and falling in love with a girl. That's why I wanted to do it, because it reminded me so much of Stand By Me.
One of the things we did is put the fact that we were interviewing you out to our friends, Twittered, and we got some great questions. And I got a great question from someone who did his research on the film. And here's the question from a friend of Heartland. They said, it's interesting that you went back to an age of innocence to tell a story for a modern audience.
Right.
Why did you do that?
Well, I did it for two reasons. One, one I just talked about, was that was the time that I was 12 going on 13. So it was what I could relate to. But more importantly, I wanted to give the film a timelessness. And the feelings that you have when you first fall in love are timeless. Even though today, children are distracted, by all the advanced technology with, you mentioned Twitter and Facebook and texting and all of that. I wanted to kind of strip that away and just focus on the feelings that you have when you first fall in love. And I think those feelings are timeless. I think it's the same today as it is for when we were in our, in the late 50s, early 60s. And I think kids today, even though they are kind of inundated with all this technology, I think if they can sit back and kind of let this picture in, they will relate to it because it connects with the things they're going through right now.
Hmm. Well, I know it did for me. And I think you did a good thing by interestingly taking the book, which is present day, and taking it back.
Right. By the way, I got to tell you, it really is important. I love the fact that you guys are taking the film in because, for me, these are the kind of films I like to make, and unless we have films like that, my Bucket List I did a couple of years ago, and again, that was a film more of a character kind of film, and those are the kind of films I like to make, and unless we can make successes out of these things, the studios are more interested in blowing things up, and stuff like that. So, that's why I like the Heartland Film Festival, because, that you guys focus on films that are about, the human experience and character and all of that is more important than anything else. So these are films I like to make. So hopefully we can all be successful.
Well, it's interesting. You've made six Truly Moving Picture Award winning films.
Yeah, you didn't have it though then.
No. What we've done, we've gone back.
Oh, okay.
We jury everything.
Oh, I see.
And we've gone back. And a seventh was with your company. Now, Castle Rock has many more.
Oh, yeah. No, we've made,
a lot of Truly Moving Pictures. But it's interesting, you also have the distinction of having one of the top 10 truly moving pictures of all time, which we did with critics across the country, and that's Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
But you've spoken, thank you, very eloquently about what it means to be a winner of a Truly Moving Picture Award. But what about you? We'd love to hear one or two movies that moved you and why.
Well, the movie that, you know, that is my favorite of all time is a movie called It's a Wonderful Life.
Another one of our top ten.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Jimmy Stewart. And, you know, the first time I saw it, it was before it ever played on television. You know, it came out in, I think, 1946, and this was before they played movies on television. This is a long time ago, I'm talking about. And a friend of mine had a 16-millimeter copy of it, and I had never heard of the film, and he showed it to me, and I was just completely stunned by it. And I used to have parties at my house when I would show it to my friends. I would just play the film on the 16-millimeter projector. And then it started catching fire, and it went on television, and it became, you know, this Christmas classic. And now it's, you know, now everybody knows about It's a Wonderful Life. I've seen the film, I got to say, 40 times.
Wow.
At least that many times. And what I love about it is that when I saw it as a young person in my early 20s, it struck me in a certain way. And as I've gotten older, and every time I see it, I appreciate it even more, because the message of the film, and it's similar to what we tried to do with Bucket List, is about the preciousness of life and how important, you know, how meaningful life can be and how we can't throw it away, and everybody's life is meaningful. And I think as you get older, you start appreciating your life more and more, you know, when you realize your time is becoming more finite. You know, when you're young, you think you're going to live forever, you know.
And yeah, did you
get
hear
older,
that out
you start
there, you
appreciating
guys?
These things a little bit more. So it's a film that, you know, even though it's the same film, it has grown with me as I've gotten older. So that's why that, to me, is my favorite film. And here's another funny thing. You know, I just thought of this. Frank Capra, who made that movie, his grandson, Frank Capra III, has been my assistant director for years.
Amazing.
That's just a coincidence. Yeah. It just happens to be.
A good coincidence. As Owen Meany would say, no coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is great. I think we've got it. You're a busy fellow, and I look forward to seeing you on August the 2nd.
Yeah, can't wait to come.
It's going to be a great day.
All right, we'll see you then.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you guys haven't heard, we will be hosting the Heartland premiere of Flipped in downtown Indianapolis on Monday, August 2nd. Reiner, as well as stars from the film, will be in attendance, and trust me, you will not want to miss this. Tickets are still available, and you can get them by visiting trulymovingpictures.org. If you can't make it to the Heartland premiere, check out Flipped in Theaters, opening in limited release on August 6th and nationwide on August 27th. Thank you, Warner Brothers and Mr. Reiner, for your time and support of Heartland Truly Moving Pictures. Thanks for listening, everyone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to find out ways to see Flipped for free.